I've just been taken aback by the warmth and hospitality from everybody, you know, in this wonderful city. But coming in, yeah, it's changed a little bit how I see things. I've adjusted because seeing Albany from afar, you see, you know, I heard about some of the violence. I knew about the rich history of the city as the capital city and one of the oldest municipal governments in the country, and some of the other things like that. So I had an idea of how things were, and I knew just from the on the surface that I could come in and I could fit in and I could help make things better.
Police chiefs seem to have a short shelf life in Albany, and you said you'd like to stay here. So what's your plan as far as accomplishing that?
Yeah, I'd like to stay many, many years. And when I say many years, you know, the average shelf life, as you say, for a police chief nationally is anywhere between 6 to 8 years. And I think that that's a real good starting spot for me. So nothing less than that. And depending on how things go, I mean, things change as you go. You know, there's personal things that change in folks' lives and things like that, but it could be even longer. But certainly, I'm not a short timer. You know, I'm here to see things, see some positive changes, and to see some of these things through.
What's the reception been like, first of all, within the police department itself and with the police officers union, which has sometimes been, you know, on the fringe, and they've been against the mayor in certain issues. And how's the general feeling?
Yeah, interesting you ask that, because before I came here, I talked to a retired command officer from Albany PD. And I asked this person, you know, is the Albany Police Department ready for an outsider? And before I could even finish that last word, the answer was no, resounding no. And I asked why, and, you know, this person, you know, they talked about the culture of the place and, you know, some recent things that had happened within the police department, and kind of gave me a warning that, you know, you may be walking into a hornet's nest kind of deal. As I walked in, it was nothing like that. All I detected was people within the police department that were ready for fresh ideas, ready for new energy. It was no criticisms about the past regimes and about past leadership in the place, but everybody, I just sensed, and they were even telling me this outright, that they were excited to have some new leadership and get an opportunity to do some different things. And that's exactly how it's been so far, you know. And so I'm very, very excited. I'm sensing this excitement within people. There's a lot of frustration, you know, and you probably heard, you know, there's some contractual things that have been going on recently in the police department. There's frustration with the spike in crime over the summer. There's frustration about stagnation in terms of professional development and things like that in a police department. So nothing that's been horrible. But they sense that having someone come in that has fresh eyes and can look at all these things in a different way is very, very exciting.
Now, you've been out, too, like you've been out and about in the community and, you know, meeting folks. What's been the reception of, you know, people in the street that you've, you know, gone here and there to meet in different neighborhoods across the city?
Excitement to see something fresh. I think that whenever there are issues, whenever there is challenges in an organization, in a community, there people look for some new energy, and I think that's what they're looking for. They're looking for a different way of looking at the same problem, and they see me as a person that can do that. But what I'm also really, really hearing from people when I'm out in the community is that they don't want me to come in here and solve their problems, so to speak. They understand that I don't have a magic wand. You know, I can't come in here and just overnight things are going to be better. And they understand that. And they don't want me to overreach. What I'm consistently hearing from people is that they want me to come in and be part of the solution. Don't come in here and you know, they understand I did some good things in Michigan. I've experienced some good things over my almost 30 years in law enforcement, and they respect that, but they also know that Albany's a unique place, just like every other city across America is a unique place, and you don't just drop into a place and say, this is how it's going to be, this is what worked for me, and this is where we're going. They want me to work with them. And that's what's so exciting to me, because that's how my career has been, you know, for over 30 years, almost 30 years, is working with people in order to resolve issues. And I'm excited to start doing that with the people in Albany.
Well, Chief, I know you're a big proponent of community policing, and you know the Albany program has been around for about 8 years now. Some neighborhood folks have been criticizing the pop-up barbecue program, saying we don't want you feeding us. They feel it's an insult. What do you say to these folks who are getting critical of these community policing programs?
The programs that I've seen in Albany, in the Albany Police Department, are among the most innovative that I've seen in my almost 3 decades in law enforcement. What's so exciting about and innovative about these pop-up barbecues and some of the other things that the Albany Police Department has been doing for years is that they really are connecting with people at a very informal level. One of the things that is so exciting right now in law enforcement is this concept of procedural justice. And what it says is that if members of the community can perceive a police department as being legitimate, they're more likely to work with them in order to resolve issues. What these pop-up barbecues do is allow the members of the community to interact in a way where they can accept the legitimacy of law enforcement agencies, and especially in the city of Albany. Once they do that, then it allows them to work with the police department in order to resolve these issues. One of the things that I'm asked a lot is, how are you going to reduce crime in a community? How are you going to address some of these spikes in crimes that we're seeing around the city of Albany? A critical piece of it is the community perceiving the police department as being legitimate, the police department understanding that a lot of the issues that are causing these crimes have a social nexus, such as mental illness, educational issues, substance abuse, extreme poverty. All of these things are contributing to some of the crimes that we're seeing. These pop-up barbecues place the police officers and these members of our community together so that we can break down these barriers and really start to have an appreciation for some of these social issues that we're seeing. And then we start working together in order to resolve some of these things. Absolutely innovative. I've seen these pop-up barbecues when I was in Michigan and when I was doing some research on the department. Had I stayed in Michigan, I would have instituted a lot of the same programs that I'm seeing here, especially as it pertains to pop-up barbecues. We will start to see progress in terms of the issues that we're seeing in our communities as long as we continue with these programs.